We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I love CNN. I love Cartoon Network. But I'd like to say to CNN right now, karma's a mother. Stop feeding fear and anger every day. Stop making people feel so fearful. Give them hope.
You're not honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. You're not protesting anything, running out with brown liquor in your hands, breaking windows in this city.
Give me a tiger! Give me a tiger!
Damn, look at this! Oh my God!
Yo, give me a tiger! Give me a tiger!
If you want change in America, go and register to vote. Show up at the polls on June 9th. Do it in November. That is the change we need in this country.
We don't want to see targets burning. We want to see the system that sets up for systemic racism burnt to the ground.
You are disgracing our city. You are disgracing the life of George Floyd and every other person who has been killed in this country. This is not the legacy of civil rights in America. This is chaos, and we're buying into it. This won't change anything. We're no longer talking about the murder of an innocent man. We're talking about how you're burning police cars on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. Go home.
On that note, I'd like to say good Sunday morning. Even though if you turn on the news, any news, whether it's Fox News Channel, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, World News, you name it, Fox, it's anything but that. My name is Mark James, as Mark with a C. James, coming to you live from the Shaw's and Star Market studios here in Brighton. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. As last night was even perhaps more of a total anarchy, chaos, controversy, and New York City was starting to explode. Well, it did last night. It certainly did. Philadelphia, they broke into an Apple store in Philadelphia. Seattle, Portland, L.A. was on fire last night, literally and figuratively. What is going on with this country? We are watching a civil war transpire before our very eyes right now in 2020, which has been a really crappy year. And I never thought going into this week there would be anything, and I mean anything, that would knock Corona off the front page, the second page, all the way to the back page. But it's happened. Protests turn into riots, turn into looting. And America is certainly on the brink. And it's exploded right before our very eyes. I said, wow, if Thursday night and Friday night were bad, with 40 million Americans filed for unemployment, one in every four people, I could only imagine what Saturday night was going to be like. And Saturday night was just as bad, if not worse. And I know we're a sports talk station. This is a sports talk show. But there's nothing going on in the world of sports right now. There really isn't. MLB is going to vote on Tuesday on what's going to happen if there's going to be a season. NBA is going to vote on Thursday. You're still at a standstill. The players and owners are far apart. This is right now. I can't remember the last time in consecutive days where I never even turned on ESPN. Right now in the studio, right now, I have Fox News Channel and CNN on. I have no, I mean, what is ESPN going to show me other than a 16-year-old highlight from the vault with Scott Van Pelt? And kudos to one of our athletes, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, who drove 15 hours all the way down to his hometown of Atlanta and decided to protest peacefully.
What do we want? Justice. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Whatever, it's a peaceful protest, but definitely want to, being a celebrity, being an NBA player, don't exclude me from no conversation at all. First and foremost, I'm a black man, and I'm a member of this community, and I grew up on this soil, so I want to say that first and foremost, but it's a peaceful protest. We're walking, and that's it. Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. I'm 23 years old. I don't know all the answers. But I feel how everybody else is feeling. For sure.
No peace.
No question. No question.
That was Jaylen Brown doing it the right way. Very smart guy. Guy could run for, like, seriously, could run for president of the United States one day. Really just very, one of the, you know, smartest athletes in sports, the anti-Blake Snell. You know, when, and you know me, I certainly don't pull many punches when it comes to former athletes and athletes in general. Most of them say something stupid every time they open their mouth. But Jaylen Brown is one of them. Steph Curry's another. Russell Wilson's another. Tom Brady. Tom Brady probably is not as philosophical as Jaylen Brown or Steph Curry or, you know, some of these other guys. But you get what I mean. And it's good to see that. Now, meanwhile, in Philadelphia last night, the looting was off the hook. And they got into, like, it's one thing in Minnesota when they're breaking into a liquor store and they're getting, you know, cases of Bud Light, Coors, whatever. But it's another thing in Philly. They decide to, they're like, if we're going to loot, we're going to do this, we're going big time. We're going Apple Store.
Give me a time!
Yeah, that took place last night. It was, get me a charger. I didn't realize, as I was looking at when that video came out on Twitter, that people were saying underneath it on the comments that for people that steal phones or iPads or whatever, that those things are traced. Like, they have serial numbers. So the first time that you go to turn it on, Apple's going to know it was stolen. So that's probably why she was aiming so low for a charger. I'm like, well, if you're going to loot, wouldn't you want something a little bit better than a charger? But she's, you know, she's like, nah, because she knows that chargers can't be traced. But that's what it was. In L.A. and Seattle last night, they broke into Nordstrom. Seattle, I think the original Nordstrom, the first ever Nordstrom in Seattle. They broke in, I think in L.A. they were supposed to open up this week. And, well, they opened up prematurely last night. And I'm all for the peaceful protest of George Floyd. I'm all for it. No question about it. What I don't stand for is the rioting and looting just because it looks like there's just a bunch of loiterers that would normally be hanging outside of any mall or grocery store that want free stuff. That's where I draw the line. And those people are not honoring the memory of George Floyd. They are not. They just want free stuff. And they're using this as something to be able to get all that free stuff. So that, to me, is something that I do not condone whatsoever. The people who are doing it, and there are people out there who are doing it the right way, but with all the tension of the pandemic, unemployment at an all-time high, now a cop killing a black man has just created the perfect storm. And the government had better get this under control in a hurry. Seriously. And I'd imagine that a lot of you have some opinions on this, and I want to hear from you. What's going on right before our very eyes? 617-779-7937 is the number. We haven't seen any protests here in Boston at all. We haven't seen anything yet, being the operative word. But there was looting last night down in Tom Brady's new hometown, Tampa. Down there. I mean, it's really bad. And the thing that I don't understand the most is that being in my early 40s, that I'm old enough to remember the Rodney King riots and the video that came out in March of 1991, him beaten to a bloody pulp, left for pretty much dead, and how he survived is only because of the tremendous physical shape that he was in and the ability to endure insufferable pain beyond the realm of comprehension. But then a year later, those officers, as it was moved to a more of a white area in L.A., they were all acquitted. And that started off the L.A. 92 riots. And I checked on Netflix last night. If you have Netflix, please watch this. L.A. 92. Watch it. It was an amazing documentary done by National Geographic. It's about just under 2 hours long. It's exactly what you're watching right now when you turn on the news. It's history repeating itself. And don't they say that those who condemn history or ignore it are damned to repeat what transpired? Well, this is what's going on 30 years later. And it sucks because we live in the greatest country in the world. We do. But it's arguably the most racist country in the world. And this killing by white cops of unarmed black men needs to stop. It not only needs to stop now, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 5 years ago. It should have stopped after Rodney King. It should have. And I got friends in L.A. who were born and raised there, whether it was in L.A. or Orange County, and they said the reason why O.J. was acquitted, not just necessarily because his dream team of attorneys with Johnny Cochran, F. Lee Bailey, Robert Shapiro, Alan Dershowitz, Barry Schreck, all did an amazing job, which they did, although Johnny Cochran went a little bit beyond the call, citing Adolf Hitler in, I believe, his closing speech, or not his closing speech, but one of his memorable times where he's up there on the stand, regardless. But it was because they could not afford to go through what happened in 92 that I think it cost the city close to $3 billion. And that's 1992. $3 billion then is probably like $8 billion now. It killed the city. It divided the city. And yet, here we are. So I my thing is, I just wonder why we've gotten here. Why 6 days ago, George Floyd was killed for no reason. And someone, one of the news channels I was watching last night said, you know, we had the space launch yesterday down in Cape Canaveral, Florida. And it took 2 minutes and 53 seconds to do that. And yet, I think it was just under that what it took for Derek Chauvin to have his knee on George Floyd's neck. It was like 2 minutes and 38 seconds. And ultimately, well, we know what happened after that. So it is, it's something right now that I don't have the answers. And I'm just as dumbfounded and mystified as each and every one of you. I can't believe that when you turn on the news, you know, back in the day, really prior to the advent of the 24-hour news channels, except for CNN, because, you know, CNN was, I guess, around Ted Turner invented it back in the early 80s, 1980 or something like that. But when that was the only one around, you would see this stuff, but it was in like third world countries, places that were nowhere near this country. They did a six box today on Fox News Channel, and they showed L.A., New York City, Washington, D.C., Portland, Vegas, and Atlanta in a six box. And they just showed, like, it's like when they, the NCAA tournament, like, oh, here's what's going on right now over in the East region and the West region and the South and in the Midwest. That's what they did today on Fox News Channel. Just a six box showing everything going on right now. I just hope and pray that the worst is over. And I don't know. I mean, the National Guard and the governors of a lot of states, including Minnesota. Minnesota last night, people were still, you know, they raided an Office Depot yesterday and people were still, but the National Guard was starting to impose their will yesterday. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. But this thing is, it's out of control. It's anarchy. And it's unbelievable what's going on. And this cop and Rudy Giuliani, who is a right-wing former mayor of New York City, he brought up a point last night. I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just telling you the point. He said that if you look at the 30 cities of rioting and looting, Rudy said, quote, they're all in cities with Democratic mayors. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what he said last night when I was watching him. He said, if I was the mayor of these cities and they were doing this, he goes, number one, I would have charged Derek Chauvin with murder in the first degree. Because now, if you charge him with murder in the second degree, they can get that downgraded to manslaughter. And then you have manslaughter in the second degree, and they can get that perhaps down to almost nothing. And if, perish the thought right now. If Derek Chauvin is acquitted, or it's reduced to, you know, a manslaughter charge, which is pretty much next to nothing, can you imagine what's going to go on then? You think this is bad? This will be a day at Disney World. A day at Disney World compared to that. And I read, I saw some statistic last night, said between 2003 and 2019, of the 7,666 times that police officers killed people in the United States, 0.3% resulted in a conviction. That's only 25 times. 74% resulted in a charge, but no conviction. So basically, there's a 0.3% chance that this cop, who pretty much he murdered George Floyd, there's a 0.3% chance, based on what's gone on in the last previous 7 years that this guy will be convicted of murder. 0.3% chance. Can you imagine that when we've all seen the video? It's unfreaking believable. It really is. So I know you have opinions on this. I want to hear from you. This is obviously a completely interactive show. I'll be here with you until 1 o'clock. I mean, I just don't know, you know, with this, you know, when Corona broke and it incapacitated the world of sports, that was obviously a huge deal because we didn't have any more NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball was also postponed and delayed. The world of sports, as we know it, was done. This makes that look like nothing. Nothing. Because this is something that's not going away anytime soon. And it's unfortunate. And I know everybody out there has an opinion, and this is a really bad look on not all law enforcement, but law enforcement and the one. I mean, and listen, this isn't just an isolated incident, folks. Ahmaud Arbery, I mean Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Eric Gardner, the list goes on and on. It's been happening for years and years now. And the further we get away from the early 90s, the more we circle back to it. We really are. We're stuck in 1991, 92. Nothing's changed. It's unfortunate. Nothing seems to have changed. All right, I've got trending, but then I'm going to go right to you. Quick time at David in Nashua, Marie in Watertown, John Rhode Island. Others are calling in. The number is 617-779-7937. I am double disinfected today in the studio. I came in here. The heat was on in the studio at 74. I turned down to the air conditioning to get it down to a nice 66. I've got my donuts from Twin Donuts here in Brighton, Alston, which I got. They had chocolate frosted today. I can't wait to dive into those. You know, Boston, you know, even the governor of Massachusetts even said, he goes, you know, I would imagine people would want something to say. Nothing's happened in Boston. Knock on wood yet. If you're going to do it in Boston, please be peaceful. Let's not turn into LA, New York City, DC, Philadelphia. Don't start breaking into stores and looting things. Just don't. Come on. Just don't. Just be better than that. You're smarter than that. You know, let's do it the right way. I think some of the most powerful messages was a lot of the protesters out there. There was someone in Atlanta last night that just sat on the street. Some of them had their hands up, but they did nothing. It was just a silent protest where they sat down on the street. And I thought that, you know, obviously it's not as sexy as seeing Omar Jimenez in Minneapolis and Manuel Marquez. I forgot where he was at. And a lot of, I mean, I have so much respect. I don't care if you're out there. I don't care who you work for, and you're out there and you're literally in the line of fire, and the police are, you know, shooting off tear gas and rubber bullets, and you're there, and listen, you have every chance as much to get hit because you're right there in it, in the thick of things with the protesters. I give them credit, man. They are, wow. I certainly wouldn't want to be in that position, but kudos to them for showing their bravery, doing their job, and letting us just really get a firsthand account of everything that's going on right now. Yeah, I mean, breaking in the Apple store in Philadelphia. Wow, that's crazy. All right, so lines are all lit up. 617-779-7937. I will get to all of your phone calls coming up, but now it's time for trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
This is not the legacy of civil rights in America. This is chaos, and we're buying into it. This won't change anything. We're no longer talking about the murder of an innocent man. We're talking about how you're burning police cars on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. Go home.
Me and my girl, we got this relationship. I love her so bad, but she treats me like shit. Unlocked down like a penitentiary.
That was Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta. Not very happy about what was going on in Atlanta on Thursday, Friday night. And she let everybody know about that. Mark James here with you. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. Being told that there is a planned protest tonight in Boston, starting around 6:30. So we'll see what's going to happen. I just hope it doesn't get out of control and the city go under siege. A peaceful protest. This is a protesters' rally that they said, well, there's one tonight at 6:30. I don't know if that's true or not. I know there was one that was in the South End that initially drew 1,000 people, resulted in 10 arrests. But so far, I mean, to me, it's almost like it doesn't take place until you see it on Fox News Channel or CNN. That's when you know that, okay, the bleep has now hit the fan. To the phone, 617-779-7937. All your calls, David and Nashua. Please be patient when you call in. David's up first. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I went through '70s when there was a lot of garbage going on with gas prices and people stealing gas, and then went through the Rodney King thing, and I don't understand why people think they have to destroy and burn stuff down. I understand it, and hopefully. You know, it's going to take its pace. But I just can't understand why people have to destroy stuff when it's only ruining their towns.
It is a dichotomy, isn't it?
I mean, why do we have to go burn buildings down? I mean, let justice. I mean, yeah, I understand it in a little bit, but no, not to destroy. I mean, you're only ruining your own economy.
Right. And another thing too is that a lot of people are doing this right now because they want free stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're not doing this in the memory of George Floyd. I don't think George Floyd, I don't know the man, but I don't think he would approve.
No,
they want free stuff. This is a chance for the anarchists and the amazing thing is that a lot of these things too is that you're seeing in a lot of states from out of the community. They're out of state, David.
We're in a pandemic right now, and I mean, all hell's breaking loose, and now we got.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. I think you dropped out there. I saw this one video last night in Seattle. Some guy, they broke into a cop car, and they took like a semi-automatic weapon. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is NBCBoston.com. The protests will begin at 6:30 tonight. Boston Community Organization hosts Black Lives Matter protest. It will start at Nubian Square in Roxbury and end at the State House. So, yep, that's tonight in Boston. Hopefully it stays peaceful, but that's happening tonight. That's on NBCBoston.com. 617-779-7937. Appreciate the text line for the tip on that. I checked it out, and that, according to NBC Boston, is what's going to transpire tonight. Please, though, I don't want to see Boston burning on CNN or Fox News Channel or anything else. So please keep it peaceful. You know, and someone else just texted in, hey, what are they what are they protesting? They're a bunch of freeloading a-holes. There's no understanding. They're a bunch of effing losers. They don't know what they're protesting. It's BS. Yeah, it's interesting. That's for sure. Let's go to Bill, who's up next in Manchester. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Mark. I was going to say, you know, you look at the situation, too, and part of this is if you look at how police, you know, interact with the public now. There's a great book. I don't know if you've heard of it, called The Rise of the Warrior Cop. And how, you know, if you look at police, like the uniforms, the police cars, how militarized the police are becoming.
Say that last part again.
The police have become more militarized. You look at the uniform. It's not the polyester, you know, suit with the polished shoes. It's a jumpsuit with boots. It's, you know, the police cars look like, you know, tanks.
Yeah.
The old thing goes, you know, to hammer everything looks like a nail.
Yes. Right.
And something to keep in mind too, though, the thing against all police, but keep in mind now we're inviting the police. You look, especially with the lockdown and the quarantines and stuff, you are inviting so much more contact with the police.
Right.
You know, imagine this guy, now this doesn't happen, say not this guy, but what if it's your teenage kid who decides he's going to go down the park and shoot some hoops when he's not supposed to, and he runs into this idiot? Your daughter her daughter and her friends pull off on the side of the road because they want to walk down to the beach for a little bit. They run into this guy on a bad day. You know, we're inviting this interaction. The more interaction we have with these police and you know, the more you're seeing this stuff. Another point is, for what did this guy die for? He wasn't doing, I mean, the one I always go back to is the guy in New York.
An alleged $20 counterfeit bill.
That's it, yes. Remember the guy in New York they arrested for selling individual cigarettes outside the...
Yeah, Eric, I think it was Eric Gardner. Yeah.
These are not offenses that require...
No.
Police interaction to the point where someone... If the guy gets, if you can't get him under control and he gets away, but he gets away, you go catch him, you get him a day or two later. It doesn't require taking someone's life over a $20 counterfeit bill. You know what I mean? Like,
not at all, Bill. I know.
It's not like these people show up to crime. It's not like, you know, the guy, you know, had a knife and was holding people hot. You know, these cops are showing up to these things so amped up and so ready to go.
Yeah, I think that they show tremendous restraint in D.C. In D.C., they were like someone threw a brick at the D.C. police and Secret Service outside protecting the North Lawn at the White House. And I thought they showed in D.C. they just stood down and they held their ground and they did not engage because they didn't want Antifa or something else. And someone else just texted in, Bill, good phone call. Someone texted in, I would assume... Oh, Mark, I work part-time in the travel industry. It's amazing how many people are booking Airbnbs and looking for functioning hotels in major cities. The biggest uptick since the holidays. This tells you that the protesters and violence is coming from out of town. They're not destroying their own cities. Interesting. I felt bad. There was some woman in Minneapolis or whatever. I think her and her husband opened up some small business. And... they were trying to open up right prior to Corona, and that delayed things, and they put everything into it, and their place got completely destroyed, and they didn't have insurance. Which, yeah, I mean, obviously, you should probably get insurance before you open any type of business, but so their entire life savings gone, just gone. For what reason? You know, what reason? Like, what are we doing here? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the worst part that I fear is this is only going to get worse before it gets better. And last night, I'm like, yeah, if Thursday and Friday night, they were going buck wild, Saturday night. And think about it. I mean, one out of four Americans is currently unemployed. People are out of jobs. People are going nuts. They're going nuts right now. I mean, breaking into Nordstrom. I will say this. Forget about the low-level mom-and-pop stores. Last night, they really upgraded around the country. And I'm being facetious, but, and I'm not making light of it, but like they went Nordstrom and Apple last night. So that tells you. I mean, it was at the Grove Shopping Center right next to Farmers Market in L.A. And I've been there, and not a place that, and then they got out to Melrose Avenue. So this wasn't, they weren't doing this in Compton or South Central. They were like, no, we're progressing this thing. And they were, you know, rioting and looting. And then after they would loot, they would set it on fire. So that's how it's going right now. I just, please be peaceful tonight in Boston. When they start there in Nubian Square in Roxbury, please be peaceful. 617-779-7937. That is the number to get in. One line open. I'll get back to your calls next.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I've talked to local leaders in Massachusetts about this. I've talked to our own folks about it, and it basically said that if people choose to protest, you know, we need to make sure they have the ability to do that. We hope people protest peacefully, but honestly, it's a moment like that, an event like that. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to get out on the streets and make a point about it.
If you want to get beat physically, it will be over in a minute if you. So she told me to come over and I took that trip. And then she.
The governor, Charlie Baker. Yes, there will be a protest tonight starting at 6:30 in Boston. So please be careful if you're going to be out there and you're going to join. Jaylen Brown went down to Atlanta. Tobias Harris participated in Philadelphia last night in peaceful protests, obviously. So please, if you're going to go out there tonight and be part of it, just be safe and be peaceful. And I guess everybody, in terms of the physical social distancing, that's out the window now, huh? Yeah, we were physical and social distancing for a while. That changed post George Floyd and his death. That changed everything. You know, the thing that is utterly amazing to me, like, you know, the L.A. riots, you know, took place in L.A. because of something that happened in L.A. in 1991. And then obviously the verdict in 92. But this, which took place in Minneapolis, this is a national thing. Even though it took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the residual effects are national. Everybody all over the country. Miami last night, Portland, Seattle, L.A., New York City started to ratchet it up. Philadelphia, D.C. again, Atlanta. So it wasn't just, you know, people in L.A. being pissed off about something that happened in L.A. No. This is a global thing. Well, this is a national thing anyway. Back to the phone, 617-779-7937. Marcia in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thought, my God, that's an awful lot of advertisement you're doing there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Am I on now?
Yes.
You mean?
You are. Yes, you are. Yeah, we got to pay the bills, Marcia.
Okay. Well, listen, I really feel bad what's happening to our country. I think it's a shame that they couldn't have done peaceful demonstrations. When you got all these people like Antifa and all those that inciting, this is violence. You know, this is a riot. This is not that's not protesting. You know, calm and quiet. And I feel bad for George Floyd. What happened to him? But he was a peaceful man. I think he would be totally against what's happening right now. And I think it's a disgrace that our governors in these states that it's happening in, they have let this happen and told their cops to stand down and let them burn their cars up. I think it's a disgrace to our country and what's happening. And right now, I'm standing out in front of my church that hasn't opened up yet. And I'm all by myself here. And I had to call you because I heard you on the phone talking. I was sitting in my car here at the church, and I listened to you. I wrote your number down real quick, and I had to call in because I think our voices should be heard.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, Marcia.
And I thank you for thank you for listening to me.
You got it. Absolutely. You know, I appreciate you I appreciate you listening to me, Marcia. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad that there are some stations you can call in and talk to them.
You got it. Absolutely. You know? Well, and say a prayer for not only Boston tonight, but when you get into church, say a prayer for everybody around the country right now, because this is a very untenable time right now in our country's history, Marcia.
Yep, and they got to stop it. They have to stop this now. They got to stop what's happening.
I agree.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to me.
No problem, Marcia.
You make me feel so much better. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. 617-779-7937. Listen, this is, you know, sometimes in this world, even on a sports talk station, sports takes a back seat. And right now, there is no sports. Oh, except for if you took my advice yesterday and you were listening to Mark and Hart, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday, and I gave you Chris Gutierrez last night. I didn't know who he was fighting, but I told you take a minus 114, minus 115. And he destroyed Daniel Morales, second round TKO, leg TKO. I just obliterated him. I tell you what, I'm going to get more into UFC the more I bet into it. I'm going to start to really get into it. And I like this guy, Chris Gutierrez, out of Jersey. But that's really the only thing going on right now. So, you know, I got a chance to win a little money last night when there's no you know, NBA, no NHL, no Major League Baseball going on. Hey, little UFC action going on. Ralph in Cranston's up next. Hello, Ralphie.
Good morning, Mark. Mark, first of all, this guy is deceased today, despicably, not because he passed a $20 bill, because he wouldn't stay in the car, he wouldn't stay cuffed. And that's lesson number one. Before you look at all of this, you got to look at that. Now, I do investigative work with attorneys, do a lot of criminal defense, and I see a lot. Of course, I see racial profile. I see it all that's going on. But, you know, you see a situation right now where that woman that came on that was upset, that's what you're creating. Just like the mayor said, that's what you're creating by burning and this. That's all you're creating. Because African-Americans have had the poorest leaders for 70 years. I mean, two men. Martin Luther King and Jim Brown show this whole race how to live their life, how to get ahead, not to do this. Now, you know, when you look at so much of it, you know, you know, the way to do this, first of all, this guy should have been charged with first degree murder. That doesn't have to stick, Mark. This is going to go to a grand jury. A lot of police departments just charge somebody, throw it at the attorney general or district attorney. They come up with a criminal complaint. That's all this is. Whatever he's charged with, that's not going to be the final charge. Now, what you would have done there, you got this guy held. That's like OJ. First-degree murder is non-bailable. So that guy'd be in prison right now and where he belongs. And you'd quell this a little bit, maybe say, you know what, let's go after this guy. But that's not it. Now, you have a lawyer representing this family. And this lawyer's standing there. He's looking at a third of the settlement. Let's be honest. You know, oh, he's upset. But they're going to give this, just like they do all the time in the country, they're going to give this family $10 million or whatever, and they're going to say, you know, stop the port. This is how America fights these things. It's dumb the way they do it. What he should do this week is demand a special city council meeting. And you go to that city council meeting and you say, look, this parasitical cop, and I'm pro-law enforcement, don't take it the wrong way. We should suspend or fire the captain, fire or suspend the chief of police, and have the mayor standing right there and say, what we want to know, I don't care what the color of the person that guy murdered, why was this guy, after 22 violations or complaints, why was he still on the police department to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way you're going to stop this, Mark, you've got to go up the ladder. You can't just go after the cop. You've got to go after everyone that had anything to do with this, including the mayor. Now, whites don't buy this. You know, I had meetings with Black Lives Matter, and I said, why couldn't you name it Black Lives Matter 2, T-O-O? Because you could have sold that to whites, blacks, everyone. Now, we saw Bob Kraft here. Bob Kraft gets arrested on a charge in Florida. But that chief of police there, he lied on an affidavit. That was never human trafficking. And I said it maybe on your show the next day. I was appalled. We do a lot of immigration. That wasn't human trafficking. That was prostitution. Yet he lied. He went to a judge and nothing happened. That cop should have been fired and taken his pension should have been taken away, at least of it. So it doesn't only happen to African-Americans. But today, Mark, you can't find a white person who's not completely upset with this. So if they're going to keep doing this, it's another thing. African-Americans burn down cities. You're going to gain nothing by it. Why don't anyone who does this, let them get arrested? I don't care if they get police brutality put on them. You have to stop it.
But you can't allow police brutality again, Ralph, because that just...
No. But what I'm saying is stop it. You have to stop it. But the African-Americans have to tell their people... No, and I'm going overboard with that. You have to tell their people... Don't do this. This is so counterproductive.
Well, credit to the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms. She did, Ralph, and you know, she did. She did say, "Don't do this. Stay home." So kudos to her, you know, because you're destroying your own community. You know, unless you're part of Antifa and you're going in and you're, you know, and you're just basically a bunch, you know, anarchists, and you're doing this to other communities. You know, like, but a lot of them, they're doing it to their own community. You know, and it's not worth it for alcohol, sneakers, unless they're the Air Jordan 1s. I'm just kidding. But the Air Jordan 1s, those would be hard to pass up. I have to admit, I'm trying to get those myself legally if I can find them for a decent price. Listen, I'm trying to make light of a horrible situation right now. There's no excuse right now for looting and stealing and doing everything that. And listen, there's white people doing it too. I saw white people stealing at that liquor store the other night in Minneapolis, Chicago Lake Liquors. So it's not. You know, don't point the finger. It's every, like, it's not. It's crazy, though, that, I mean, this country is under siege right now and Corona has taken a back seat. I assume that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, will be making some sort of State of the Union address, I hope, sometime soon to address everything that's going on right now, because this country is out of control big time, really bad. All right, 617-779-7937. There's a lot of people lined up. We'll get to all of your calls. Quick timeout here. Really quick timeout. And we'll be back on the other side. Hour 2, Mark James on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.